I'm here with Mike Backer from the Missouri Colleges Fund. Mike, you're part of the Novus International, introducing students to some of the animal agriculture aspect of what they might face once they get out of college. Tell us, you know, why the Missouri Colleges Fund is involved with us.
Well, the Missouri Colleges Fund was organized back in 1952, so this is our 58th year. The fund's sole purpose is to acquire resources, financial resources, to help students that are attending our private independent colleges. These are not state-supported schools. These are all independent schools. We have 16 schools all over the state of Missouri. And what I do is contact corporations and charitable foundations and individuals and raise money to help students pay for their education. So it's a scholarship-type program, and that's how I contacted Novus International a couple years ago and sold them on what we do, and they were very gracious and wanted to be involved, and so they are now a funder to the Missouri Colleges Fund, and they support education through the fund.
What kind of difference does that make for students who are seeking agriculture degrees, animal agriculture, pet products, things like that? What kind of difference does having financial backing of someone like Novus do for that kind of program?
Well, as probably you all know, everyone knows, education doesn't come cheap. It's, you know, a college education can be rather expensive. And most students, whether they go to a private institution or a public institution, a lot of them receive scholarship money. Some of that comes directly from the school, but what I help provide is additional scholarship money. And 85% of our students that attend our schools do receive some type of financial aid. And it just, when they get out of college, they get their degree, if they've had financial aid, it just means that they don't have as much money to pay off loans, and they can start being productive right away and not have to worry so much about having that financial burden hanging over their head. So it's a big help when companies like Novus and Monsanto, who's also involved in this, help students pay for their education.
And that's got to be more important than ever, especially the more we hear coming out of Jefferson City, out of the Capitol, of how they're cutting back on funding higher education in the state.
Yes, it's a hot topic this legislative session. Of course, the state, not just, and Missouri is not the only one that's having economic problems. A lot of states are having problems raising revenue, and one of the things that's going to get cut, according to the governor and the legislature, is they're going to cut back support to education, and the Missouri Access, that program helps students with scholarship money, and I believe that's on the chopping table. We don't know yet until the session's over what's going to happen, but it's kind of bleak right now. I hope that they don't. I hope they can salvage the program and not completely gut it. So,
what do you hope that the students will be able to walk away with after a couple of days exposed to a company like Novus?
Well, this gives a good opportunity to our students. I mean, they've been in the classroom, and they're getting good education and book knowledge, and they're working in labs, but that's in a controlled environment in the classroom. Here, they get to actually come out into the real world, and they see a live company that has a lab. They're doing research. They have a research farm, so they get to see what the possibilities are for them after they get that diploma in their hand and they get out and look for a job. And Novus today and tomorrow will try to share with them what type of opportunities are available to them out in the world. And ag is part of science education that these students are getting.
Do you guys track, find out how many students that have gone through funded by Novus end up working for the company? Do you have any idea?
No, it's hard once the student gets that diploma in their hand. It's hard
they
for the they're out there, and lots of times we can't keep track of where they went. Sometimes we know before they leave school that they've accepted a job, maybe with Novus or someone else, but So we like to try to find that out, but sometimes it's difficult.
Mike Becker with the Missouri Colleges Fund. Mike, thanks for talking to us again.
Thank you very much.